Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio Show. I apologize for the music. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, where we're always right and never left. I'm very excited about a guest that we have on our show tonight. She has a beautiful story on how she came to this country, and that's leading her to run for Congress to represent not only the state of California where she's from, but the American people. Today on my show, I have U.S. congressional candidate Amy Von West that's running for Congress out of California, 47th District, and I'd like to welcome her to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me today. My name is Amy Von West, and I'm very excited to run for U.S. State Congress to represent our voice in D.C. We desperately need to take back the House, as you all know, what's going on right now.
Amy, thank you so much for being on the show. You have an extraordinary story on how you came to America, and I'm sure that there are a lot of other Americans that have a similar story. Please share your story so the American people can hear it, find out who you are, and those that could identify with your story will understand that you represent them too, and you will represent them in Congress.
Yes, yes. Thank you for asking. I'd love to share my story. So my family and I escaped Vietnam when I was 4 years old from a communist regime. And before my dad left, actually, let's backtrack a little bit. My dad, when he was 11 years old, the communists came into his village. He was on a fishing boat with my grandpa, which is his dad. He's laying on his dad's lap, and the communists shoot 16 bullets into his dad's heart. And he died right there. And he was, you know, he was like shocked that he wasn't, you know, killed. And so he vowed that when he gets older, he's going to go to war and kill the communist regime, kill the communists, basically. So when he was 16 years old, he changed his age to 18 so he can go to war to help the American. And so that's what he did. He got injured 3 times, got sent home, and then married my mom when he got back home. And then by that time, the communist regime took over Vietnam, 1975. And then he went into the jungle to hide from the communist regime because, as you know, if you're in military, they will destroy you. They'll kill you and your family. So in the jungle we live, my mom and dad had my older sister, myself, and my two twin younger brothers. And then when my dad, his first attempt to escape Vietnam, he got caught by the communist regime, got in prison, torture. And then after 6 months, they sent him home. And then a year later, he told my mom, he's like, you know what, there's no hope for us here. If we stay here, we will die in the hands of the communist regime. But if we escape, at least we die as free men in the sea, in the ocean. And so before he left, he heard about God. And he said, God, if you're real, protect my family from Vietnam to America safe, and I'll worship you. And that was the only glimpse of hope that he had. And then he took us in his fishing boat, you know, whatever supply, water, food we have. And he only had $20 bill with him. And in 3 days, we ran out of fresh water. But thank God, by the grace of God, the oil tanker, the German oil tanker out there took us in and gave us food and water, sent us over to Thailand refugee camps. And there I remember the hardship, you know, of living in a refugee camp. There wasn't enough water supply or food supply. People were fighting and killing each other just to get food and water supply. And I remember sleeping on dirt ground, you know, because, you know, we don't have beds there. And, you know, the water, we have to go get, my mom and dad get bucket of the bucket to go collect water, cold water to shower us. And there's no hot water. you know, and it's just the condition is poor. And whatever, I guess, the American give money to the, you know, the Thailand people who take care of the refugee people, they end up pocketing the money for themselves from the U.S. government. And then they just buy spoiled food for us and not enough supply for us. It's pretty sad, but that's what happened, you know, when there's no accountability and whatnot. But I remember my dad, you know, when we got the priest who came to our refugee camp, they were the one that prayed for us. They're the one that give us some water supply, some clothing. You know, they're the one that brought the charity, you know, to the refugee people. And it was a blessing, but it wasn't enough for everyone there, you know. But then,
Amy,
thank God,
I just wanted to say, but, Amy, you have an go ahead, Amy. I'll let you wrap up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. I was wrapping it up. But, yeah, so basically we were there at the Thailand refugee camp for 2 years, and then we went to the Philippines for another 6 months, and there we seek asylum to come to America. And in 2 years we were there, and then they flew us over to Huntington Beach, California. And we are so proud to be American. We're so proud to be here, the freedom that they have here. And we want to fight to keep that, you know. And right now the push for socialism is unacceptable. And we have to stand up against that.
You know, thank you so much for sharing with the American people about your family and your extraordinary story. Tell me why you're running for Congress.
You know, I did touch a little bit, but the reason why I'm running is especially experience a communist regime, one time is enough for a lifetime experience.
Mm-hmm.
I see women, children getting raped and thrown overboard. I've seen people dying because of starvation, and they're eating dead flesh to survive. I mean, we do not want that here. We do not want socialism, which will lead to communism and dictatorship. That's what we don't want. Because this country is great is because we are ruled by our constitutional rights that protect our freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to bear arms. It's not this country, America, the USA, it's not like North Korea, which is dictatorship, or the communist China or Venezuela. You know, it's a free country. It's a free state. It's a free nation. That's why we need to keep it free. And when I see the push, the Democrats, I call them the socialist left, they're pushing. I mean, they're no longer represent the moderate Democrats that I know of. I talk to tons of people when I knock on doors, and the Democrats would tell me, I don't like what the AOCs are doing. I don't like what Nancy Pelosi is doing. They're wasting our money and they're wasting our time. And they're focusing on any of the issue that matters to the people. And so the Democrats are telling me that, okay? And I go, exactly, because your party, they have hijacked your Democrat Party. They don't represent you guys. They're pushing for socialism, which is communism, like Venezuela. We don't want that to happen here. And so when I see that push, that's why I'm running, because I do not want anyone to experience what I experienced in a communist regime. And I will fight for that, to keep this country free. I'll fight for your family. I'll fight for your children. And I'll fight for this great country.
What are your three top issues that you're most passionate about that you want to fight for when you get to Congress?
Excuse me. So, you know, we have the deficit. Let's start with that. Okay, as federal, we know the deficit. We're at 23.2 right now, trillion dollars in debt, and it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. I cannot even imagine our children have to take care of this burden and this debt that they, and not only that, our grandchildren would have to take care of it. This is irresponsible, what's going on in Congress. And I guess if you think about it, Congress is, they have the power of the purse. I guess that's what you could say, you know, because they do all the federal funding and they keep money and they distribute money. But I feel like they're spending and giving money to country that hates us, hates America. And why are we still supporting them? And I mean, they're wasting all tax dollars. They're not budgeting. And you know what? We need to balance the budget amendment, basically, to introduce where, you know, people should vote on that to, like, protect what's going on. Because, you know, as a mother of three boys, we budget in our household. That's what we do, you know, as moms, as parents.
Mm-hmm.
And Congress should do likewise. They should budget. I mean, if we are getting in $14 trillion, you know, in money coming in, then we should use at least 14 or a little less. You know, that is good stewardship of the money that we get in our nation. So that way we don't pass it down to our children and our grandchildren. I mean, the burden they have to pay for it. I mean, I don't think it's, if we think realistically, $23.2 trillion in deficit, I don't think we can wipe it completely gone to zero, because that's not realistic. But what we can do, as when I get to Congress, is to reduce that deficit and to cut, you know, where it doesn't need to go to. And that's what we need to. But you know what? My congressman, Alan Lowenthal, advocate to increase our budget. I mean, he signed bills and co-signed bills where basically it takes more money from the American people. And he's increasing the deficit. And it's unacceptable. He's not being frugal with our hard-earned tax dollars. That's the people hard-earned tax dollars. And we need to be good stewards of that. As we budget our household, we should budget in Congress.
I could not agree with you more. For those that are tuning in, this is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right, never left. We're happy and proud and humbled to have Amy Fawn West, U.S. congressional candidate running out of the 47th District in California, on our show today. What are your thoughts about the current impeachment going on?
You know what? As all Republicans and Trump supporters, we think it's insane. But not only that, the Democrats, the moderate Democrats, are hating this whole thing. Like, it's torture for us to even watch this impeachment, you know? I mean, I just feel, number one, they are being mismanagement of our tax dollars and our time. And honestly, the Democrat should be apologizing to the American people for wasting our time and our tax dollars for the next, what, it can be 2 years. So, I mean, they've done that for the last, what, other 2 years, right, trying to impeach Trump in the House. Now it's to the Senate. And, I mean, you know, I bet you agree with me as well. I mean, it's insanity. What are they doing? They're not even taking care of the border crisis. They're not addressing the healthcare issue. They're not fixing that. They're not fixing immigration. I mean, what are they addressing on those issues? They haven't, right? It's all focused on the impeachment. And I think you agree with me on this, too, because they have an agenda. The reason why they want to impeach is because they hate Trump. And they know he's being successful. He's making it good for the American people. And the Democrats aren't doing that. So it's kind of like in nature, you know, if someone's getting ahead and doing well, you push them down by speaking lies, you know, discrediting them. And that's the same thing that the Democrat Party is doing to Trump. And, I mean, everyone, I mean, can see that, you know, every thinking American can see what's going on. And we're sick and tired of it. And it needs to stop. And they need to go back and start doing their job.
I couldn't agree more with you. It is a shame that for past 3 years, the Congress has so many issues, prescription drug costs, health plans, border crisis, immigration reform. We can go on and on, and all the Congress has been focused on was impeaching our president. You're right. They have not done absolutely nothing for the American people except, with all due respect and excuse my terminology, try to castrate Donald Trump. And the ironic thing is, you know, he's such a dynamic person, the president. Let's look at how much he's gotten done in light of what the Democrats have tried to do to him. First Step Act, Religious Freedom Act, the most money ever infused in urban communities to try to uplift the African Americans. I mean, there's so many things that the first phase, the China embassy back in Jerusalem. I mean, we can go on and on about his accomplishments, and there are zero accomplishments from the left. Their whole basis is impeach Trump because
exactly.
He is rooting out the corruption in government and serving the American people. And I'm thankful and blessed that you want to stand up for the American people and fight along with us.
You know what?
Tell
That's
me,
the least I can do. That's the least I
yes.
can do.
And
because America has
coming,
done great for our nation. I
they,
mean, for
been,
me as an American,
exactly,
as a Vietnamese
exactly.
refugee. Mm-hmm.
Right. You've identified. Right. You come from another country and see the blessings of what America can be. And I can't
exactly.
believe that the leftist Democratic Party is like, I call them terrorists because they're anti-American. I call them
exactly.
a threat to the I call them a threat to the sovereignty of our nation, and it is a
exactly.
shame what they're doing. You know, it really is. One other issue before I get to asking you about why people should vote for you is we mentioned mm-hmm. about immigration, the border wall. You know,
mm-hmm.
we talked about it earlier off air. It's very, very sad what's going on in China with this virus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the point that I wanted to make out too, as it relates to border security and the border wall, is of course we are humane and we want to help people. But I hope that when you get in Congress, and I'm mentioning this to all the congressional candidates, we need
mm-hmm.
to talk about the threat of viruses and diseases that can come across that border, and try to have that. You know what I'm saying? Before we let them in the country.
Exactly. Yeah,
because
I mean,
you know, you're.
Mm-hmm. I support
no, go ahead.
The wall, okay, completely, 100%. We need the wall. This is the thing. I give people, when people ask me all the time, my constituents, they say, do you want the border wall? And I say, yes, and this is the reason why. Like your house, do you have a door? Do you have the wall to your house? They say, yes.
Do you have a lock on
then
your door?
Then I go, exactly, do you have a lock as well? And they say, yes. And so I go, it's the same concept. This is America. This is our home. We have a wall to protect and to know who's coming in and who's coming out. It's like your home. If I come in and go in through your fridge and eat all your food, I don't think you're too happy, right? You know what I mean? So, you know, maybe you want to help and whatnot, but if I start camping in your house and making myself at home, you are not going to be happy. So likewise, you know, that's me coming in illegally into your home. Likewise, if it's your friend, like me, your friend coming in and say, hey, you know, do you mind my staying? You would love for me to stay as late as I want, right, and whatnot, because you vetted me and I'm your friend. So likewise, we have to vet people at the border. If they're for American people, if they're going to be a contribution to America, and if they need an asylum to be in America. And those are the people we're taking in. But because of the border crisis, you understand that in Congress, the law is 20 days to vet the people. And then afterwards, you have to let them out in America. But the problem is vetting someone, the process of vetting, it takes about 30 to 40 days. That's what the Trump administration said. So
mm-hmm.
when we let them out, they have no paperwork to get them back in to continue the vetting process. So there's no way. So that's how the Democrats are continue to keeping their power. They're not willing to change that law. You know, it takes Congress to sit down for 45 minutes, vote on a bill to protect and extend the vetting process to 40 days. And then with 40 days, we can vet whoever needs to stay, who don't need to stay, then we send them back home. So the problem at the border, those who truly seek asylum, like China, the Christian in China are getting raped and getting killed. People in Iran, Iraq, you know, and Christian over there are getting murdered. Vietnam, you know, all those people who actually need asylum, true asylum seeker, yet they cannot come here. And we
mm-hmm.
asked the Trump administration, what must we do? I mean, what can we do? And they say at this time we can't do anything because of the border. There's no room. So we just need to pray that God would just save them. I mean, until we fix this, until Congress would sit down and fix this process. So we just hope that they do. When I get to Congress, I will present it. And we're just going to start cleaning house. That's the thing. Yes.
You know, yes. You know, we need people like yourself that want to stand up. And like you just said, clean house, you know.
Exactly. You know what? I'm really sick and tired. I'm going to be honest here. You know, I just feel like a lot of politicians who are running. I guess I am a politician too because I'm running for office. But first and foremost, I'm a mother and a wife. And I'm sick and tired of California, what's happening in California. The education, you know, we're in the 42nd place academically, right? How the hell are our children going to be competing with the world if we're in the 42nd place? Yet federal funding, we have the most money, federal funding money go toward education. And yet we're dumbing down our education in California and we're focusing on sexualizing our children. The bill in the House, I guess not the House, but the bill in Assembly and Senate floor passed just last just a couple years ago. They say that they will sexualize our children from as young as kindergarten to 12th grade, you know, teaching them, you know, anal sex, masturbation, oral sex, and all those things. I go, as kindergarten, they do not need to know those things. They don't even know. They're kids. Let them be kids. They don't know these things. Keep their innocence. That's the job of the parent if they want to talk about those things. And the school academic, right?
Amy, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for identifying such an immoral and sadistic issue. Our children, my children are older, you have little children, my youngest is 11. That is so sick. That is so sick that you, I mean, it is disgusting that, you know, and it undermines on the heels of Martin Luther King. He said that I hope that my children will be judged by the content and the character of their being and not the color of their skin. And it is appalling that these people want to indoctrinate children, our most precious resource, with pornography. It is totally immoral and disgusting. Because these people have a vote. Their sexual orientation should have nothing to do if they're qualified for a job. And that's not going to help our children compete in a global society. They did it in New Jersey, and I'm glad my children are older, but I'm thoroughly disgusted that they're trying to infiltrate our kids' mind with pornography at such a young age. There is no reason why somebody should be learning about, as you told us at another show, different sexual acts and things of that nature. Really?
I know.
That is
so
the most
California,
disgusting and immoral thing.
Yeah, California is so bad. I mean, the leadership in California for the last 45 years is the Democrat leadership. But lately, within, I say, the last, say, 7 years, they've been more bold and abrasive on those legislation. And also, they don't hide anymore. They openly spoke out, like the ACLU. They are the professional legislature in California. They're the one that dictate the curriculum and all the lesson plan, everything. They're the one that's making it, that's writing it. They're considered the professional legislation. You see how biased that is? And it's insane.
It's
so
disgusting.
So that's one issue, right? Other issue is, look, our homeless problem in California. I mean, we, California, house 50% of the homeless population. No one is addressing it. Adam Schiff, busy impeachment. Nancy Pelosi, busy doing impeachment.
Maxine Waters,
and close
all,
to her district.
All from California.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, and they're not doing anything for their people and the constituent in their district. All they care about is wasting our time, wasting our money, and not taking care of the homeless problem. We have the mental illness in the homeless population. We have the drug abuse. We have those who just, you know, out of luck, they're on the street. So we have all these groups. We need to vet them and help them where it needs. If it's mental illness, we need an open mental institution to help them with accountability, you know, and counseling and whatnot. Now, those who are drugs, you know, are abuse with drugs, then you get help them get clean and make sure the access to get clean is easy and fast. Because for them, when they're seeking out for help to get clean, but we don't meet them, like, as fast as possible, because anything that's government-run, as you know, like the DMV, is super, super slow. Nothing gets done. So for me, as a congresswoman in the future, when I get that seat, I'm going to incentivize private, you know, private groups, private sector, you know, nonprofit organization, churches, religious group, to help with the homeless issue. And we're going to partner up together to clean house in California and clean the homeless problem, because it's unacceptable. It's not safe for, you know, elderly parents walking around, nor our children, young children. I mean, needles are everywhere. Poop are everywhere. Even in San Francisco, they have a poop map. I mean, what the heck is going on with California? You know, it's just a homeless problem alone. Then on top of that, they're taxing us to death. They just recently passed a bill, well, Newsom passed a bill that anyone who spend, who use 55 gallon and over a day will get fined. This will implement in 2023. We'll get a fine from $1,000 up to $10,000. I mean, what's going to happen? I mean,
that's,
we shower and then we do laundry, right? I mean, that takes more than 55 gallon. Come on, you know what I mean? And not,
Amy,
not
unfortunately, uh-huh. Amy, we're out of time. So, and please, I want you to, you've unpacked a whole lot of issues. Please come back on our show. Please let people know
definitely.
How they can contact you, how they can donate and volunteer. I give you a minute to do that, then I got to close out the show.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much. So I would love your support. I'm calling out to all my Patriot friends throughout the 50 states. Please, I am doing this to fight for your children, your family, and this great country to keep it free and to uphold constitutional rights. I need your help. I need you, number one, if you're in my district, the 47th, from Westminster up to Long Beach, I need your votes. Number two, if you're not in my district, I need your financial support. You know, from one patriot to another, you know it takes money to print all the flyer, mailer, digital advertisement, all those things. So if you can do me a favor, $20, $100, however it is, a one-time donation, you can go to Amy Fan West. So Fan is P-H-A-N, West, W-E-S-T, for Congress.com. Or you can go on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Amy Fan West, and you can find me there. But go on my webpage and donate there at Amy, A-M-Y, Fan, P-H-A-N, West, W-E-S-T, for Congress.com. Thank you so much for your support. It means a lot.
Amy, thank you so much for coming on our show today. Amy Fan West is running for Congress in California. She has impacted a whole lot of information of issues that she wants to address, not only in California, but across the nation. I urge all of our listeners to please visit her on Facebook or on Twitter, and please, whatever help that you can give her, we would appreciate. This is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right and never left. We want to thank you all for tuning in. Please join us for our next show on February 3rd. Meet Dave Giles for Congress, Republican candidate for Arizona in the 9th Congressional District. Thank you all again for listening. God bless our president. God bless America. And God bless you all. Have a good evening. Good night now.